does Solaris want from us? If you keep thinking there's a solution, you'll die here.
Chris Kelvin is a psychiatrist with personal issues of his own, notably the suicide death of his wife 10 years earlier. Summoned by a friend's urgent message, he travels to the spacecraft Prometheus in orbit around the planet Solaris, where mysterious goings-on threaten to destroy the mission and its crew. On board, he's startled to awake in the warm embrace of his long-gone wife, Rhea, a flesh-and-blood hallucination created by the planet from Kelvin's memories.
But am I really Rhea?
I don't know anymore. All I see is you.
At first skeptical, Kelvin comes to believe he's been offered a second chance. But among the philosophical questions in Solaris is whether, given that new opportunity, can anything really change?
In your memory, you get to control everything. So even if you remember something wrong, I am predetermined to carry it out.
I don't believe that we're predetermined to relive our past. I think that we can choose to do it differently.
What I liked about it was that these people are all intelligent. They're well aware that, I'm well aware that she's not alive and doesn't exist, but willing to forego that at some point because the sensation is so good.
George Clooney stars as Kelvin and calls it the most difficult role he's ever played because of the enigmatic and ambiguous nature of the story.
We had so many different arguments about, if you're given a second chance to do things over, are you destined to repeat all of the exact same mistakes? And there's other questions like, does God exist? Are we a part of just random cells, you know, firing off of each other and, you know, atoms exploding? Or is there a plan, you know? And what I liked about the film, again, was that it doesn't really take a point of view. It just basically says the questions are all that you get. You know, you don't get the answers. And it's a film that everybody goes home kind of going, I'm not quite sure what I just saw. But they talk about it, and they discuss it, and questions come up, and answers come up, and, you know, and they're all right.
It asks questions, and it's provocative and challenging, and some of it incomprehensible at first, and I love that. I don't like being given things on a plate and told what I must feel and what I must think.
Natasha McElhone co-stars as Rhea, and the British actress embraced that ambiguity, but she says it made the finished film a surprise, even to the cast members.
I had no idea how it was going to be, so I, you know, I was surprised, but I expected to be surprised. Because there are so many options and so many different ways it could have gone from one take to another, we'd play it differently, and it would mean the story could kind of go that way or that way, and how nerve-wracking to have to actually make the decision of which way it was going to go, and then that would impact upon the next.
Solaris is based on a 1961 novel by Polish author Stanisław Lem. A decade later, Russian director Andrei Tarkovsky made it a landmark Soviet film, but writer-director Steven Soderbergh prefers that this film not be called a remake.
I felt pretty clear about the thematic elements that I wanted to discuss, you know, which are slightly different than those in the book and certainly different than those in the Tarkovsky film. My feeling was, it was really about two things. One is, I think most people have experienced some sort of loss in their lives or been in a situation where they were not able to express what they wanted to express to someone who's no longer around. And the other is about realizing at a certain point and reconciling that you can't know someone else the way you know yourself. It's just impossible, and how frustrating that is. The difference between romantic love and real love.
She's a mirror that reflects part of your mind. You provide the formula.
She's alive.
She is not human. Try to understand that, if you can understand anything.
Solaris is produced by James Cameron, the Oscar-winning director of Titanic. The cast includes Viola Davis and Jeremy Davies, and the ethereal musical score for Solaris is by longtime Steven Soderbergh collaborator Cliff Martinez. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.